Brenda Allison. She's in the UK, and she's been dubbed the human magnet. Coins, safety pins, yes. magnets, and other metal objects can stay on her body for up to 45 minutes without falling off. She's often embarrassed by the effect, which she has been told is due to heightened electromagnetic current running through her body. Now, I am like this. Looking on the bright side, she should never lose her keys. She can repel some objects and attract others, and vice versa, depending on the charge. On one occasion, she had a dreadful experience at the supermarket when she reached the checkout and the till machine misbehaved, and it was obvious she had called it, and the man on the checkout started shouting at her and accused her of putting a voodoo curse on his till. When she was a child, her parents knew something was different about her, but they never entertained the idea of taking her to the doctor. What would they say? We think our child is a magnet. Medicine was different back then. She's 50 years old. And she says that if her mother had said to a doctor that she was a magnet, she would have been taken away by men in white coats. And they constantly had the TV repairman around because she interfered with the electronics. And her parents gave up buying her watches because they wouldn't stop.
Right.
She's been advised during strong magnetic periods to grip the kitchen faucets as they are earth. Now, doctors have told her that her magnetism may be caused by high stress levels and have urged her to take steps to relax. Sandy Lawrence of Electrosensitivity UK said, this condition is affecting more and more people, many of whom have had to leave their jobs and can't even go to shops. An electromagnetic expert, Kathy Giamanani, director of the Bremer Health Center in Surrey, said, lots of research has been done, but there is still no explanation to the cause of this. Other than we know it's not genetic, there are no answers yet. It's a work in progress.
Well, good. Okay, now, here's the rest of the, here's the Paul Harvey version of the rest of the story, Ed. You got more space in between your cells than you got cellular mass, okay? And just as any magnetic reference or inference of a polar conductivity of any polypeptide bond within your genome, that space of how many electrons and neutrons and balancing in those cells tells you what kind of cell it is, okay? Well, that interaction of that chemical, well, chemical in an acid base, y'all all going to learn what negative pH is. You hadn't figured it out yet, but you will. Don't worry. It's going to be revealed. But that aspect of the human body having a picking up or concentrating a focused charge, and they talk about it in the ionosphere already anyway. Well, you have that same spherical reference empirically embedded in your body itself. So, to have a heightened charge one way or the other, the same thing with pheromones that are released when you have an engagement with others. Some people want to lick the inside of your ear. Can you imagine that being delicious? But yet they do. That attraction, that magnetism, but what she's having it with is with a balance with her grounding. There's two little things that she could do if this bothers her, but she's making the news, so it must become okay to be something to talk about. All she has to do is take a medium gauge deionized copper wire and apply it to one of her limbs. Makes no difference which one. And that polarity within the copper will ground that imbalance. Now, it would make her a great candidate, like in the cold, people who live in cold weather climates, Ed, they know how to ground things. Static electricity on a cold car or when it's snow and there's a lot of kinetic static electricity, you touch a door or a car, it'll pop you. Well, those people know about that. It's just in the air. Well, how you pick up in that charge, just like Tesla did great work on this with the Tesla coil, of picking up that kinetic ambient static, if that's what you want to call it, it's still energy. All that's happened is her body has made a pathway for it to be accumulated, just like with an electromagnet. An electromagnet, when you add energy to an electromagnet, it has a strong gravitational magnetic pull or attraction. attraction. And it also, on the other end of that magnet, repels. But depending on how that flow of energy is, if you turn it off, they use them in junkyards. They turn it on, it picks up all the metal from the tin and everything else. They move it over to another pile, and they turn the juice off, and it falls. Okay? Same way. Only happening here is a life-sized example of just how much energy is contained within a human meat sack. Everyone has this, okay? But the way you're grounded, the way you're grounded to the earth and your proximity of it, okay, that is, all of a sudden has different effects. Some people feel that they're not grounded and they'll work to get obese so they'll be heavier so they'll stay on the earth. Others are very, very lean and still feel grounded. Okay? And it's that base, that baseline that the humans play with when they came forth in the interaction of this non-physical and played with all kinds of dynamics. Hey, there's people that can swallow swords and swallow fire and spit bullets, and they can jump over buildings and do all kinds of things. And those are things that what you call the exception. Well, it's sort of like the 4-minute mile. Nobody could do it till somebody did it. Now everybody can do it. Now it's on the rage. It'll be Carolyn, an epidemic. Because it's been exposed. Well, wow. If Heifer can do it, I can do it too. And then next thing you know, everybody becomes mentally charged.
I was typing your words, and you went down a dozen examples and little mini rabbit holes, but the whole exegesis was pretty phenomenal. So, yeah, get you some copper wire and ground yourself.